सो आई एम एक्चुअली गोइंग टू गिव माई बेस्ट इन दिस पॉडकास्ट, बिकॉज अगर मैं इस पॉडकास्ट में एकदम मतलब निखर के उभर के नहीं आऊँ तो तुम लोग को लगेगा हर्ष में वो बात नहीं है, जो थे वो गेस्ट आते थे वही तो सही थे सब, मतलब आई एम नॉट जस्ट यू हैव सच ए नाइस वॉइस ऑन दिस फकिंग पॉडकास्ट एंड बट आई ऑल्सो डोंट वॉन्ट टू डू लाइक टू गुड सो दैट यू कैन गो एंड लाइक इट बिकम्स अ नोशन कि ये हर्ष के पॉडकास्ट समझ जाना बाद में गेस्ट की बेइज्जती करता. So this is the first solo podcast. Let's begin by addressing that. In the past, we've had guests and we've had a co-host. But since quite some time, I've been wanting to do this. There is no hate against anyone and there's no dislike against anyone. It's all the recordings have been great. It's just that I've been wanting to try this out for so long because I felt like I've been holding back. But let's come to the point. The topic for the day, digital privacy. Oh fuck, I have been wanting to say so much around this and it's been mostly memes and jokes because that is what would go with the popular motion and the wind in which the complete opinions around it were going ki chalo chat messages Mark Zuckerberg pad raha hai baith ke to usko dikha dete hain. तो मतलब उसी पे मीम बना देते हैं, मतलब लोग को देखेंगे हा हा मार्क ज़करबर्ग फेसबुक हमारे पेज मैसेजेस पढ़ रहा है, हम इतने इम्पॉर्टेंट हैं कि फेसबुक हमारे मैसेजेस पढ़ रहा है और मार्क ज़करबर्ग खुद बैठ के, मतलब हम बिलियंस की आबादी हैं खाली इंडिया में और मार्क ज़करबर्ग बैठ के हमारे मैसेजेस पढ़ रहा है तो हम कितने स्पेशल होंगे वो बंदा जो टी वी पे आता है. बट ठीक है चलो, कुछ भी हो रहा था फेसबुक हेडक्वार्टर्स पे एकदम शहनाइयाँ बज रही थी. जैसे अगर मैंने गर्लफ्रेंड को प्रपोज़ किया और उसने येस बोल दिया तो मतलब फेसबुक हेडक्वार्टर पे सब बोलेंगे अरे भाई कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशंस कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशंस, बिकॉज यही तो काम है उनके पास. सो एम आई सेइंग दैट दिस इज़ नॉट सीरियस? नो, दिस इज़ सीरियस. एम आई सेइंग दैट दिस हैज़ बीन ब्लोन आउट ऑफ प्रपोर्शन? टू बी वेरी ऑनेस्ट, येस. बट आई एम glad that we are finally having conversations around digital privacy. That और कोई भैंचूद आप आके यहाँ प्राइवेसी प्राइवेसी मत करना, ठीक है? मैंने चेक की है, मैंने इस पॉडकास्ट के पहले तो इतनी रिसर्च किया, मैंने चेक किया प्राइवेसी होता है प्राइवेसी, तो मेरे को दो प्रोनाउंसिएशन मिले, ठीक है? तो प्राइवेसी भी होता है प्राइवेसी भी होता है, तो मैं प्राइवेसी बोलूँगा, मेरे को बोलने में अच्छा लग रहा है. तुमको नहीं अच्छा लग रहा तुम सुन दो, मतलब. सो डिजिटल प्राइवेसी, राइट? आई एम सो ग्लैड दैट वी आर फाइनली हैविंग दिस conversation. It's like India mein jab corona aaya, everyone was unhappy, right? But somewhere everyone realized that finally hum log at least ye samajh gaye ki haath dhone zaruri hote hain bahar se aane ke baad, warna hum hamare andar ek mentality hai usse haath sabhi kar lo kya hi hoga, wo germs honge, haath jhaado germs kood jayenge, aisi soch ke to hum chalte hain. So in one way yes, it has been blown out of proportion in a sad manner because people don't really understand what this means. Bhai aaya hai bata ke jayega. So, digital privacy, right? So, what exactly triggered this conversation? We all know that WhatsApp thing happened, right? And WhatsApp enforced its new privacy policy. Acha, logo ko dikkat ye nahi hoti ki matlab agar wo chup se kar deta, usne bola na ki tumhe accept karna padega. That is when it struck us ki ऐसे कैसे, लाइक प्यार से बोलो हम कर लेंगे, लाइक प्यार से बोलो जस्ट लाइक ओके हाँ हाँ हाँ. नहीं, उस भोसड़ी वाले ने डेडलाइन दे दी कि 8 फरवरी तक कर लो, नहीं नहीं करना, तुम मत यूज़ करो, मत चलाओ. एंड दैट इज़ समथिंग दैट डिडंट सिट वेल. ऐसे कैसे यूज़ नहीं करेंगे, लाइक हमने, लाइक हमारा ऐप है एंड लाइक कहीं पे फेसबुक से नो ब्रो हमने खरीदा है, ब्रो बिलियन भाई बिलियंस में खरीदा है भाई मत, नहीं हमारा ऐप है, हम तो बचपन से 2014 में क्लास का ग्रुप इस पे बना था. एंड दैट जस्ट डिडंट सिट वेल, ओके? एंड दैट इज़ व्हाट ट्रिगर द कंप्लीट थिंग. सो व्हाट एग्जैक्टली इज़ द चेंज, ओके? एंड व्हाई डू आई फील दैट डिजिटल प्राइवेसी समवेयर इज़ गुड एंड अ बैड थिंग? डोंट गेट मी रॉन्ग, ओके? आई विल जस्ट स्टेट from a perspective of someone who has some understanding of why this data is collected and sold and how it actually helps you, but also how it kind of invades हु यू आर एज अ पर्सन, लाइक तुम्हारी पर्सनल जो खुद की सेंस ऑफ सिक्योरिटी है ना वो ख़त्म हो जाती है. लाइक इट्स लाइक गिविंग योर फोन टू योर गर्लफ्रेंड, ओके, इवन दो यू आर नॉट चीटिंग, ओके, इवन दो देर इज़ नथिंग रॉन्ग इन योर फोन और लाइक देर इज़ नो कॉन्वर्जेशन, यू वुडेंट रियली वॉन्ट योर पार्टनर टू गो अहेड एंड रीड एवरी कॉन्वर्जेशन बिकॉज इट समवे फील्स लाइक यार दिस इज़ माई स्पेस, आई डोंट हैव अ प्रॉब्लम विद यू व्यूइंग माई मैसेजेस बट इट्स जस्ट दैट दिस इज़ माई स्पेस, कब्जा मत जमाओ उस पर. सो इट्स समथिंग लाइक दैट. एंड नाउ इमेजिन दैट्स योर गर्ल फ्रेंड, ओके, दैट्स योर पार्टनर और बॉय फ्रेंड, मतलब इंक्लूसिव. इफ़ यू आर नॉट कम्फर्टेबल विद शेयरिंग दैट डेटा विद समवन हु यू आर कम्प्लीटली ऑनेस्ट विद एंड हु नोज द लिटिल थिंग्स अबाउट यू, हाउ वुड यू बी ओके विद शेयरिंग दैट डेटा विद अ कम्प्लीट स्ट्रेंजर? बट दैट्स द पॉइंट, यू आर नॉट शेयरिंग दैट डेटा विद अ कम्प्लीट स्ट्रेंजर, ओके. With a new policy change, no one's interested in what kind of messages you're sending, right? And one thing is, in India, so it is actually how they collect the data, they feed it into their algorithm, and using artificial intelligence and machine learning, they kind of predict what that data means. Like, us data ki value kya, or what is that data trying to tell us? For example, agar you are using OnePlus right now, right? और इसके पहले तुम 5 बार Xiaomi यूज़ कर चुके हो, सो नाउ दैट डेटा इज़ एक्चुअली स्टेट्स दैट यू नो यू यूज़ Xiaomi मल्टीपल टाइम्स बट देन यू गॉट काइंड ऑफ इरिटेटेड विद इट और प्राइस उसका कम था, यू फाइंड लाइक यू आर यूजिंग इट बिकॉज यू डेंट हैव टू मच बजट फॉर अ फोन एंड यू फाइनली गॉट सम एंड यू स्विच टू फोन. सो देर आर मल्टीपल थिंग्स, सो लुकिंग एट योर बिहेवियर दे कैन काइंड ऑफ प्रिडिक्ट वाई यू मेड दैट डिसीजन एंड बेस्ड ऑन दैट डिसीजन दे कैन लुक एट अदर थिंग्स दैट यू हैव based on the data that they have and they can try to target ads towards you. So for example, the tentative location mil gayi un logo, theek hai, and they have your IP address and they have the signal strength that you have, for example, right? And they see ki tu sasta wala plan le raha tha aur something ki na tera jo internet hai wo aur jo tumhara aur aapka internet, jeez man. So this is also one thing ki na ab ye 1-to-1 conversation ho rahi hai. सो एनी वे, जो तुम्हारा और आपका इंटरनेट है या फिर सिग्नल है वो हमेशा वीक रहता है. सो वट दे कैन डू इज दे कैन गो अहेड एंड कैलकुलेट दिस डेटा एंड सेल दिस डेटा टू पोटेंशियल सेल्स पीपल. सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल दे वुड सेल दिस डेटा टू, अगर तुम जियो यूज़ करो सो दे कैन सेल दिस डेटा टू एयरटेल, नाउ दैट दे नो दैट यू हैव मोर मनी, राइट? सो दे कैन सेल इट टू एयरटेल की ब्रो अब इसके पास बहुत पैसा आ गया है, बहुत अमीर ही बन गया है ये, मतलब तो अब तुम एक काम करो, सो एयरटेल की सिम बेच दो. And then Airtel will target ads towards you, like, sick of your lost connection, here is Airtel 24/7 network coverage. And you will be like, haan haan, mera network to kam rehta hai, ek kaam karta hu, Airtel le hi leta. So that is how it works. We'll dig a little deeper with few more examples where it can be a little trivial to you, because yahan to tumko lag raha hai ki it's not a little too impactful, but aage jaake you will see how it actually impacts you and how it can actually lead you into positions that are not really the bestest places for you. So, but again, now, if let's say WhatsApp could read chats, right? How the fuck do you think in India would that work? Because in India, it's not just about the messages. It's also that the messages don't make sense, okay? If we are in India, right? And you are sending, like you're talking to your best friend. एंड अगर तुम उसको बोलोगे ए जाना लंड, दैट्स द पॉइंट, दैट इज अस, वी डोंट नो व्हाट्स अ मोर डैमेजिंग रिस्पॉन्स टू लंड, सो वी वुड जस्ट कम विद अ न्यू वर्ड, ए जाना लंडूरे. लंडूरे इज नॉट अ वर्ड, लंडूरे इज नॉट अ फकिंग वर्ड, बट वी जस्ट केम अप विद इट बिकॉज वन डे वी थॉट दैट इट वुड बी अ गुड इंसल्ट. मतलब दैट इज हाउ ऑल ऑफ आर कॉन्वर्जेशंस आर, राइट? And let's say that they're feeding it into algorithm and like kahin pe they realize that, you know, a good response for land is landure. So you, and then this data is sold to a porn site and then you're just wahan pe, like you're searching for a porn and then like the ad shows tired of having a land, here is a landure. That is not how it works, right? So in India, understand this, that first of all, they don't collect the messages, okay? And because that's not just against basic data protection policies, but it's also against basic human rights, because you can't invade someone's privacy like that. Now, what is it and why suddenly in India we are having this conversation and why was this policy revoked from being mandatory till February 8th to being postponed till May. So India may fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know at this point, but the number of people who are making content has drastically increased. And everywhere you see, this became a trend ki, oh, WhatsApp ka privacy policy, Mark Zuckerberg de leta. And in India, this is one of the worst things that we believe everything that we read. But fortunately, this worked to our advantage because it sort of created a wind and the Indian ministry reached out to WhatsApp and asked them to revoke this. And that is when this got postponed by 3 months. And that is when a few important questions started to come up. Ki, why is this just for India? Or, you know, even if it's for other countries, why is this not for European countries especially? Because European countries ke paas ye nahi aayega. But hamare paas, we have no options but to comply. It's not like we can reject. It's just that we have to comply or not use that application. So Indian ministry just went and said, ki bro, kya scene hai? Like in a very unsophisticated way. Unhone lamba email bheja tha. Main teen word mein samjha raha hu, kya scene hai? And WhatsApp had to revoke this policy. Now, that is a good thing. But the sad thing is WhatsApp continues to say just that, you know what, we can't read your messages. Because that is the one rumor that spread around, right? Ki WhatsApp to humare messages par sakta hai. But something more troublesome is along the way where WhatsApp is just trying to convince us that, hey, we can't read your messages. And in India, what we think is that they can read. And that is the only concern that we have. But we should be more concerned because WhatsApp can do more than that. So WhatsApp can read our metadata and send it to Facebook. Now, Facebook is a very evil company. And to work at Facebook is a pretty good deal because they just have to pay you money. And you just have to sell your fucking conscience. So, yeah, Facebook is one evil company. Like, Facebook is that capitalist company that people arbitrarily complain about or protest against. So, what is the data? So, they can share metadata, okay? Now, if you don't know what metadata is nothing but data about the data. Wow. Angrezi. Simplifying. Data about the data is nothing but, jise, tumhara phone hai, right? If you're using WhatsApp, what is the data about it? So let's say tumhara IP address. IP address is nothing but jaise tumhare ghar ka address hota, to that's physical address, right? Internet mein, what's your address? How does information reach to your phone? That's your IP address. And other information such as battery, your signal strength and whatnot. Now, this is where the important part comes in. Stating another example to just tell you how grave that situation can be. Let's say they have your battery percentage, right? And you're trying to book an Uber. So WhatsApp at this point can collect this data in real time, share it with Facebook, which in turn can sell this data to Uber or other cab sharing companies or, you know, cab riding companies. And these then know that you are in a state of emergency, that you do not have too much battery and you need to book a cab ASAP. And then you are subjected to surge pricing. And that is just one example of it. And I'm not saying that this can necessarily happen, but there is a chance that you can be subjected to it. And this is just one example, right? We don't know the extent to which they can go. Let's say they have your battery percentage all the time. And they see that your battery is draining too fast. They can sell this data to applications that could boost your battery. And there is a lot more that can be done. Now, somewhere that's like all the cons, right? But somewhere there are a few things that, like, there are some places where I'm pro data selling. And it's bizarre, but just hear me out, okay? It improves your overall internet experience. You can blame these companies all you want. But, and I know that somewhere you feel violated, that your personal space is being invaded, or you feel like ki someone's just spying on you. However, you're looking for something, okay? and you can't find, and that data is collected by search engines, be it Google or anything, and then that data is sent forward to advertisers, you know, and they collect this data and they can then use it to sell you better products. Let's say you were looking for coffee, right? And then this data is sent to someone else and you see something that meets your solution or, you know, meets your requirement in a better way, better than you thought it could. And let's just say YouTube, for example, right? YouTube collects a lot of fucking data based on what you're watching and everything. I think all of these organizations, they have a avatar built of you. Not necessarily, or, you know, not particularly an avatar, but a model of you, and they know what you like, right? So every time you see an advertisement on YouTube, or let's say even you are seeing something on your notification bar, that is something that's catered to you. If you're, let's say, living in North India, you have no interest in South Indian movies, you will not just see a Rajinikanth clip from an age-old movie that's like very viral among South Indian fans. That's not going to happen to you. You will only see stuff that's relevant to you. How do you think that happens? That's not just some random person going ahead and saying that, you know, I think, like, ekdam randomly, let me just send out a video that I think this person would like. That's just an algorithm that decides what you like. And also, it has enough data to understand what people like you like. Believe me or not, not everyone's unique. Like, we have common traits, right? So, ab jaise, how the fuck would Facebook know that I'm interested in the latest Dinchak Pooja song? I am interested in Dinchak Pooja song because I like her songs. Dinchak Pooja is an amazing artist. Like, it's very difficult to create something that has no melody, stupid lyrics, and still have everyone call it a song. But jokes apart, sometimes I wish that porn sites collected my data so that I wouldn't have to spend most of my horny minutes looking for the right porn for me. It's just, I have not signed in, so probably signing in on a porn site would do that. But all I see is those targeted ads about MILF near your area and, you know, the drill. Get a bigger penis, and that is my problem, okay? That is my problem. So those ads, I know I'm completely shifting from the topic, but those ads, the female listeners of the, okay, let me be more precise. The female heterosexual listeners of my podcast, let me just tell you, that is not how it works. Like, you can't just expect your boyfriend to swallow some pills and those images are so bad. Like, it's the same guy in the same position, okay? And the before image is just that guy having this small limp dick, right? And no, I don't concentrate on those ads, okay? It's just mera internet connection slow hai. Aur mere shauk nawabi hai. See, this is another data that WhatsApp could capture. बट हाँ, मेरे शौक नवाबी हैं. सो मैं 720 पिक्सल में जब लगाता हूँ और जब बफरिंग होने में टाइम लगता है, और प्लस मेरे वॉशरूम से मेरा वाईफाई बहुत दूर है, सो एडिशनल टाइम. ओह माय फकिंग, दिस इज़ टू मच इन्फॉर्मेशन. बट व्हेन आई एम वेटिंग फॉर दैट गोल चक्रा टू फिनिश चक्रिंग, आई हैव टू लुक एट व्हाट्स गोइंग, लाइक इंस्टेड ऑफ गोइंग ऑन एन एग्जिस्टेंशियल ट्रिप व्हाइल आई एम हॉर्नी, I would prefer to see what's in and around my screen. And that is when I look at that particular fucking thing. And looked at once, okay? That's not like my hobby ki chalo porn load hai, tab tak dekh lete hain aaj kiska link bada ho raha hai. No. So, the images are pretty weird, okay? The first image is just a guy holding the small dick. And then the next image, this dick is enormous. And it's the same pose and it's the same picture, okay? So, I just know that it's photoshopped. And it's just so badly photoshopped. It's just so badly photoshopped. But I somewhere feel that probably this is giving some fake expectation to women. And they just expect ki wo to normal hai. Isne lagta hai goliya nahi khai hogi. That, no. And I don't know. Is there anyone who's ordering those? Because see, guys have this complex. Nahi, nahi, mera to bada hai.
ओह माय गॉड, दिस इज़ टर्निंग इनटू एन एनएसएफडब्ल्यू पॉडकास्ट गाइस। अगर आप 18 के नीचे हो तो देख लो यार। बट मेरे को ब्लेम मत करना कि हाँ मम्मी मेरे को हर्ष ने बिगाड़ दिया। बट हाँ, आई डोंट नो हु ऑर्डर्स दोस। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, इट लुक्स लाइक एन एलैबोरेट स्कैम बिकॉज आई चेक, देर इज़ नो हॉर्नी वेमेन वेटिंग फॉर मी इन माई एरिया। लाइक देर आर हॉर्नी वेमेन इन माई एरिया, दे आर जस्ट नॉट वेटिंग फॉर मी। सो इट इज एंड आई नेवर क्लिक्ड ऑन दैट बिकॉज एज आई सेड। सो हु परचेजेस दोस? हैज एनीवन एवर परचेज? आई वॉन्ट टू नो। Like, I don't think Arnab has his priority rights because this is something that nation wants to know. Nation does not want to know ki who wants a Bhagwa Rashtra or everything. This is what nation wants to know. Nation wants to know that if anyone has purchased those pills or not, and if they have, do they work? Because fuck Bitcoin. This is where I'm going to invest my ATC money in. Income tax kya kharida? Bada karna tha. Investment? Nahi. So, coming back to an elaborate point from where I just diverted, YouTube. We went from YouTube to dick enlargement. But anyway, YouTube, right? And it's just there and that's just convenient, okay? When you're vibing at 3 a.m, like just tumko porn ke liye search karna padta, you don't have to search for what music you have to play next. And that's somewhere good because it's just tailor-made for you. That application feels tailor-made to you. But then that's also sad because you have your indecisiveness just keeps on growing. And the aim for these applications is just to keep you within it more and more so that you can generate more and more data. And I don't know if this makes sense or if this sounds scary, but every second you spend on these applications is actually tracked. So like even if you scroll, like the number of seconds you're watching a particular clip or the number of times you're replaying a particular reel, the number of times you're rewatching a particular video, the seconds which you have rewinded at and watched again, and the comments that you have given out on someone's post, everything, all of these things are monitored. I had a very scary experience where I took a picture of a friend's old photo, okay, where he didn't look like anything. So usko submit karna tha in college for some form, and I took a picture of that because obviously he looked fucking hilarious in it. Like he looked so stupid. So I took a picture of that, and the next second I got a notification from Google that do you want to send the pictures click today to, and it was my friend's name. And I have no idea how that Google managed to access my gallery because it was an Android. Android is owned by Google, for those who don't know. And they just went ahead and put that data inside the algorithm, and within a few minutes they told who it belonged to, even though that picture didn't look anything like him right now. So they took that data, they fed that into their system, they ran a facial recognition check on all the data they had within the system, and just told me which one it is. And then they checked that I do have that person as a contact. Fucking scary. So there are implications to it. It has a risk of actually changing a country's future. Like, it can mess with your elections. Twitter, for example, is a great example of how our complete ideology, political ideology in India is controlled. Because there's the complete IT cell that you keep talking about, right? How does this IT cell control how you feel? It's just that it's targeted, okay? It's just they're creating pictures that are either a right extremist or left extremist image. And then if you like that, you start seeing more of those. Because that is what you liked. Maybe you liked one post, right? And you didn't know much about the election process. But then you start to see more posts like these. And then you develop a complete ideology within yourself. You start to form your own opinions around it with the limited data that was presented to you. Understand this, if you are a right wing or a left wing, right, you have to understand that no one's in the wrong or right. Everyone wants the best for the country, believe it or not. Even if you're a right wing, left wing wants the best for the country, and if you're left wing, vice versa. Like, but you have to understand this, the amount of data that's presented to you and the amount of data that's presented to them, it's both different. What you see is not entirely true, and so is the case with the other person. You are just projected with the data that you want to see. आई हेट दैट दिस इज़ बिकमिंग अनदर सोशल डिलेमा डॉक्यूमेंट्री. इफ इफ यू हैव नॉट वॉच सोशल डिलेमा प्लीज़ गो एंड वॉच इट्स ऑन नेटफ्लिक्स. आई एम नॉट प्रमोटिंग इट फॉर एनी प्राइस, बट हाँ जाके देख लो, इट्स अमेजिंग. इट्स एन आई ओपनर एंड इट्स वेरी वियर्ड बिकॉज मोस्ट ऑफ द पार्ट्स यू ऑलरेडी नो इट बट यू जस्ट डोंट रियलाइज इट. सो दिस डेटा इज देयर बट देन देर इज मोर वेयर आई लाइक. देर वॉज अ टाइम दैट आई स्टार्टेड लाइकिंग टी शर्ट्स अलॉट वेयर यू नो this these quirky t-shirts and quirky toys, and I started getting more recommendations of these and I started buying them, okay, and I have no regret buying them. But would I have bought them if these were not presented? Like, was there a need or was a need created in my mind? So it's good that we are having conversations around digital privacy. It's very much needed in the current times, but at the same time we have to not just blindly agree to whatever, you know, everyone has to say around it, but we have to be more certain and we have to have a more intense discussion and we need to have a more elaborate research done on this. So yeah, I think that is all that I have to say around the complete fiasco. Please feel free to present your thoughts on this in the comment section. I could have made this longer. That's not what she said. That, okay, again, coming back, okay, that is not what she said. That is not a possibility. It's, ladies, women, okay, understand this. It's like if you're having sex, right, and if someone's putting, let's say, kisi ka 3 inch ho, ya 2 inch ho, 2 inch to nahi, 4 inch ho sakta. I don't think 2 inch is the possibility, but okay. Yaar, ye bachcho ke liye safe nahi raha. But let's say they have a 3 inch dick, okay, हम 2 inch और 4 inch का average लेते हैं. The guy won't say that he could have made this longer. He won't go like, you know what, do you like this? Here's 3 fucking inches more. Thappa! No. Stop saying that's what she said at every fucking thing and expect people to laugh. So, is there a solution for this? Yes, there is. One of these could be having stricter data policy laws and rules. It's possible. It's not like it's not possible because it's already being done. They say if you take European Union, for example, they already have GDPR framework, or which is General Data Protection Regulation. Yes, I went ahead and Googled. I actually put in efforts contrary to popular belief. मैं कितनी मेहनत करता तुम लोगों के लिए और तुम लोग देखो मतलब आप लोग देखो मतलब ऐसे दोस्तों दोस्तों को बताओ कि भाई ये बहुत कूल बंदा है हमें इसके पॉडकास्ट देखने चाहिए इसको फेमस बना देते हैं बट नहीं एनी वे सो द GDPR फ्रेमवर्क इट एक्चुअली स्टेट्स की if any of these products are operating within the European countries or any country that's a part of the European Union, they cannot go ahead and take that data for their own purpose. So that data belongs to the person who's at the end point of it. And that's something that's nice, right? I mean, you can enforce something else. You can have probably paid subscriptions or whatnot. But at least don't take the data without the knowledge of the other person. Just because the other person doesn't really know what's being done. Because obviously you have your legal documents and your disclaimers in place. But the other person, the end user, does not really understand what you're doing. So they just click on that checkbox and they just click on agree and continue. But they don't really know what's being done. It's been a long traditional way ki if you are installing an application, ye sab to aate hi rehte, next pe click karte ja, next pe click karte ja. That's how we have learned to install softwares all our life. But at the same time, it's just, I mean, while it's legal, it just doesn't feel morally right. And the second solution to this could be that थोड़ा ख्याल रखो मतलब तुम भी देख लो थोड़ा मतलब सब हम ही करें क्या मतलब सब इन्हीं से करवा दें इनकी कंपनी बैंक्रप्ट हो जाए लेकिन तुम मत सुधरना अपना मतलब तुम्हारा डेटा है तो तुम ऐसे तो नहीं हो सकता ना भैया देखो मेरा डेटा लेके जा रहा है अरे खुद पॉकेट में रखो मतलब इट्स नॉट अबाउट विक्टिम शेमिंग आई एम नॉट सेइंग दैट यू गाइस आर एट रॉन्ग बट एट द सेम टाइम डोंट कंसेंट टू व्हाट एवर द फक दे आस्क फॉर एंड तुमसे जैसे आधार कार्ड वोटर कार्ड पासपोर्ट ये सब है तुम्हें किसी दिन बताया किसी दिन कि ना ओ दिस डेटा इज़ यू नो अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट किसी ऐसे को डॉक्यूमेंट पकड़ा देना उसके बाद से तुमको समझ में आया तो तुम नहीं पकड़ाते ना हर अरे गहरे को तो इसके लिए क्यों इट्स जस्ट अब हम तुमको बता रहे ना ये भी इंपॉर्टेंट होता है तुमसे अपनी रिलेशनशिप की स्टोरी तो लोगों को बताई नहीं जाती कि इट्स कॉम्प्लिकेटेड आई हैव अ डार्क पास्ट और ये तुम खुल्लम खुल्ला प्रसारण कर दे रहे हो तुमको पता है तुम्हारे इस इन्फॉर्मेशन से दे कैन एक्चुअली एनालाइज इट एंड गेट मोर इन्फॉर्मेशन देन यू कुड हैव शेयर्ड विद समवन एल्स दे कैन एक्चुअली टेक योर स्क्रॉलिंग पैटर्न और तुम किस पोस्ट पे कितने टाइम स्पेंड कर रहे हो और क्या नहीं एंड उनसे तुमको पता चल जाएगा इसका कट गया इसने अनफॉलो कर दिया ये वो है पर फिर भी उसकी प्रोफाइल खुद है तुमको पता चल जाएगा
आई डोंट नो, इट फील्स लाइक आई एम टॉकिंग टू माई सेल्फ एट दिस पॉइंट. बट हाँ, मत करो, लाइक स्टॉप स्टॉकिंग देम. दे हैव मूव्ड ऑन, दे हैव फॉलोड दोज कपल पेजेस अगेन विच दे अनफॉलोड फॉर लाइक 3 weeks. Because that is the amount of time it took for them to get over you. Oh my god, this went from an informational podcast to being a personal attack. But you get the point. And the third solution would be, I don't know, follow Bhandi Jinia for more. अगर ऐसे और solutions मेरे दिमाग में आएंगे तो मैं बता दूंगा. और सारा तुमको एक ही podcast पे ज्ञान दे दूँ क्या? मैं एक ही episode पे सब बता दूँ क्या तुमको? थोड़ा तो मैं भी रखूँगा ना, कि मतलब sequel की possibility. What if the 50th podcast is डेटा और डिजिटल प्राइवेसी पार्ट टू? उसके लिए भी थोड़ा सी, यू ऑलवेज हैव टू हैव स्कोप फॉर सीक्वल. एनीवे, आई होप यू लाइक इट. सो लाइक, शेयर, सब्सक्राइब, एंड इफ यू आर लिसनिंग टू इट ऑन अदर प्लेटफॉर्म्स, एंड ऑल्सो लाइक शेयर विद योर फ्रेंड्स. लेट देम नो, लेट मी नो इफ यू हैव एनी फीडबैक फॉर इट, और इफ एनी टॉपिक दैट यू वांट टू बी कवर्ड. बाय. होल्ड अप.